So questions.
Go ahead.
Great. So I think that the question should go, you know, we should go with some basic ones. The first one I think should be, Dr. Friedman, I'm a normal person and this is driving me nuts. Am I actually going crazy? And then I'll say something like, listen, everybody's nuts right now. It's a terrible situation. Everybody knows somebody who's been hospitalized or infected, or Rahman Alaysan is dead now. And, you know, it's a very stressful situation being at home with the kids, no matter how much you love your family, your wife, your kids, it's a very, very stressful situation. And a lot of people are experiencing anxiety. A lot of people are experiencing anger, depression. A lot of people have gone to good coping skills and a lot of went to not good coping skills. And I'll just give a basic schmooze like that. And then I'll say something like, so tachlis, what are some things that everybody can do to be sane? And I'll say something to the effect of keeping a regular schedule, finding a new hobby, doing some cardiovascular exercise. And that's the longest thing, because your average person who's logging in my mind is a person who's not acutely psychotic, rather just a person who's stressed out, you know? Right. And like, what can an average person do to get through the current matzav? Okay, so then that's the first thing. Then I think the next question should be, okay, well, I feel like I'm not just the average person. I'm really stressed out. How do I know if I'm too stressed out? How do I know if this is becoming a clinical problem? And that's when I'll say something to the effect of, that's, it's good to talk about with a trained professional. And I'll say, how do you find a good trained professional? Mamish, that's one of the reasons I think it's good that I'm partnered up with Rav Pesach. And I want you to go ahead and to feel free to contact Chaim Bechesed to ask about a referral to a trained professional who works in the Frum Welt that you can talk to for an evaluation.
Okay. Now, the length that you just gave it, is that the length that you would do, or were you giving the condensed version?
No. I think this should be, this is the longest bit.
Okay. Like that, so it's like 2 minutes.
No, I would say this could be as long as you want it to be, but I would say it makes sense. You know, I can roll for 6-7 minutes on those first two parts, because I think that's really the icker, is you're not crazy, just try and do things to stay sane. And then if you are nervous, you're crazy, you should call Chaim Bechesed for a referral. That's really the icker, I think, in many ways of this. And then the other stuff, we can talk about these other questions that kind of floated in.
Right. Okay. So like this. I think we'll still get some more. I'm sending out another email, and I have another organization sending out another email later in the day. But I don't expect to have a flood of questions prior. And I don't want to get stuck, you know, trying to read the question someone sends in at the time that whether, you know, we want to address it or not. So I think you should contrive a few more, or you can use real questions that you've gotten. Or that you want to talk about.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, how long do we want this to run for?
Okay, we have a maximum of an hour.
Okay, right? That's fine.
I think an hour is more than enough. I don't have a problem if it ends, you know, after 49 minutes also, frankly.
Yeah. I'm not dying for people to ask questions, because having done, you know, these talks live, inevitably what happens is you have just a very stressed out person who stands up and says, you know, my uncle is schizophrenia and he's just an etanim, and what do I do? And it's like, you know, this is not the setting for that.
Right. Or even in my stuff, there's a lot of just,
how do I get to Melbourne? Yep.
Exactly. Case specific stuff, which is not the venue for doing this.
Nachon. Like, that's what calling Chaim Bechesed is for. So I think, you know, from my perspective, the important questions that I've been asked that I forwarded on to your organization basically are, what's up with travel? You know, do I need to worry about visa stuff? You know, like, how do I know when flight, what's it actually like to take a flight? You know, like, how early do I have to get there? How do I know if my flight has all of a sudden been canceled? Where are the current flights going? Stuff like that. Can I expect, like, that they're going to grill me when I come back? You know, like, am I going to have to go through customs for 12 hours? Those, I think, would be good questions as far as the flying stuff is concerned. And, like, at what point are the flights going to be more normal? You know, like, should I be planning on coming back to Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael?
You'll be hearing me saying a lot of I don't knows.
No, I know, but I think it's important for people also to hear that, because they're saying, well, I just don't know who knows. And for you to say, if somebody knows, it's me, and I don't know, so, like, just chill out, is a good thing for them to hear, frankly.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you the truth. Tell me what you think about this, but I have plenty to say. I'm going to try to condense it. But most of this, unless we specifically want to turn it into a Q&A format, most of the stuff that I have to say are really statements, right? Here's what's going on with foreigners being allowed to enter Israel. Here's what happens if you land and you're an Israeli, if you need to go to a hostel. Here's what, here's the, this is what we think the forecast is going to be. It's most, you know, I could frame a state a question for that, or I could just put it out there as updates that I want to give.
I'm fine with that, with however it comes easiest for you. I would say, I think it's good to also talk about the idea of, you know, what does it mean to visit somebody at the hospital? Like, how does that work? You know, I have a friend who called me today. He said, my wife is due tomorrow. I don't even know what that's going to look like. So, you know, for sure, the idea of, like, how can I visit people? How should I visit people? Like, how is this recommended? I think that's a good thing. Maybe just some stuff about, you know, unemployment. Like, what does chalat actually mean? Like, you know, how do I apply for, you know, are Bituach Lumi applications closed currently? Or, you know, how would that, something like that work? Just some basic stuff on that. I think those are the main questions I've been asked is, you know, what if I have to go to a psych hospital? How's my family going to visit me? You know, like, am I allowed to be visited in a hospital right now? Because I've had some people on the border that, you know, have really obviously not wanted to go in.
Yeah, I know people who have endured serious medical distress because they refused to go to the hospital.
Yeah, which, you know, it's a shiloh. Mamish, between you and me, it's a shiloh. You know, is it worth going to the hospital with a 95% chance you're going to get infected?
I don't know the answer. I'm talking about a guy that had appendicitis and then treated and he's infected.
Yeah, well, that's not so smart an idea. That's
and I don't know what your general feeling about this is, but I know some women who have given birth at home only because they didn't want to get corona in the hospital.
So, and I have very specific beliefs on that because my wife's fourth pregnancy was a healthy pregnancy for up until delivery. And during delivery, everything was progressing normally. And then she had a spontaneous uterine rupture and almost died and was in the ICU.
At home or in the hospital?
In the hospital.
Right. So, and if that would have happened in a house.
Well, exactly. Like, she, you know, she would have died. So, you know, and everything was normal up until 1 minute. Like, and then in the span of 1 minute, like, emergency C-section. And Baruch Hashem, we were in a hospital. And Baruch Hashem, it was a quaternary hospital where, you know, a major academic hospital where they had a neuro ICU for the baby who, you know, thank God he's fine now, but he was in the neuro ICU for a week. So, you know, I believe that people should be delivering in the hospital no matter what, just because that's my personal belief, but I also recognize that I'm biased.
Yeah, well, we're on the same page as that. But, I mean, I always say that your danger rate jumps or maybe even skyrockets if you're having the baby at home. Right?
Well, and I mean, what's the most common reason that a woman died up until 100 years ago in the history of man?
Childbirth.
Even
childbirth.
50 years ago. Yeah. Childbirth. I mean, everybody was buried next to five wives. You know, okay.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Now, how would you like the division? How much do you want to talk? How much do you want me to talk?
So I think it would be good to do the basic talk that I would start off with. Like, you know, hey, Dr. Friedman, I'm feeling kind of crazy right now. What do you recommend? And then go through like the basic stuff of how to stay calm. Everybody's feeling crazy. You know, a lot of people are feeling stressed out. Go through the basic thing. Then, hey, Dr. Friedman, if I'm feeling like I actually need to see a doctor or like a therapist, how do I actually go about that? And I'm going to say, you know, a lot of people are doing teletherapy right now, and that's okay. It is secure. Nobody's listening to your teletherapy sessions. There are a lot of good from people that are doing it. you know, rates are affordable at this time, given that a lot of therapists are trying to make themselves available. A good place to find a good firm referral is Chaim V'Chesed, yada, yada, yada. So I would say that'll probably take me to anywhere to like 8-10 minutes. And then I think we should go to you for the basic stuff. Like, again, the hospital stuff, the travel stuff.
Okay, let me stop you for 1 second. The above, do you want me to be sort of feeding you the questions, or you'll just say, this is a question I got?
Yeah, I think you could go with the Dr. Friedman, like, I'm a normal person. You know, the most common question that we got is, Dr. Friedman, I'm a normal person, but this situation is making me crazy. Oy vey, what do I do? That I think is the first question. And then the second question is, Dr. Friedman, I'm feeling like I'm actually in need of some mental help right now. How do I go about that? And then I'm going to say, you know, what determines the difference between normal stressed out and actually symptomatic, and how do I go about getting a referral? And I think that kind of brings us to, you know, again, anywhere from 8 to 12 minutes, you know, by the time we've kind of went through everything. Is it worthwhile from your perspective to me to actually bring up domestic violence and stuff like that?
You could definitely mention it. I don't know if you need to get that graphic, but you could definitely mention it. Why not?
I've had what's crazy? Wife on man domestic violence.
Yeah, she can't stand having the guy in the house.
Emmis. And he's provoking her. Like, you know, but seriously, it's a phenomenon that I guess it's obvious, but it's been profound. You know, at least half of my chronic patients have taken at least one hit from a wife.
Really?
Like,
meaning you're saying it's equal to, it's equal male, female, as female, male?
At least half of my male patients have taken one kind of violence, you know.
Oh, have once been experienced violence.
No, like here in this matzov, the past month, half of them have taken either something thrown at them, like in an aggressive manner, actually like a, you know, or a smack or whatever. What's up, man? If you miss Mirsha, then yeah, you can. Okay. But you have to have shoes on, so you put on your boots. My kids have been running to the end of the street, and we have caught a bunch of praying mantises, turtles. We caught 21 turtles is the number. We also caught a chameleon. That was the coolest because it actually changes color. It's really cool.
What do you do with the 21 turtles?
Put them on my neighbor's doorstep, ring the door, and then run away. It was a good trick. He's got a great sense of humor, but it, you know, he's a 70-year-old Israeli guy who grew up on a kibbutz, became from, and you know, we put them all on his doorstep, rang the doorbell, ran away. He and his wife came out and they said, "Oi," you know. Oh, it was good.
They're probably standing there wondering, had the turtle reach up to press the bell?
Yeah, exactly. No, well, the question was, how is it that there's 7 of them at the door? The same or one of them, but 7.
All right.
So I think that takes us 8 or 12 minutes. Then if you want me to feed you questions or, you know, feed yourself, but I think it would be good to go through some, you know, again, hospitals, travel, unemployment, that stuff. And then I think it would be worthwhile to put in a, if your mom is starving, like Mayor Panim or whoever your referral is for that. But because I dropped some cash off at my Rav's house yesterday or 2 days ago because not him, Baruch Hashem, but, you know, he's got a couple of kids who are proud to ask and, you know, they're hungry.
Right.
Like,
yeah, I mean, trust me, we haven't seen the catastrophe yet. You only seen the very beginnings of it. The financial catastrophe.
I mean, you know, he has 6 kids. All of them learn at the Mir or his, you know, sons-in-law's learn there. And the wives are all out of business. You know, like Beis Yaakov or Mazkirah jobs, they're done.
Yep.
So there's no income anymore. And these are people who live, what, month to month?
Yeah. It's a major issue coming up. Okay, you know what? I'm thinking not a bad idea if you lob the questions at me as well.
Great.
Let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put. I already have started a Word document. I will put in the things that we have for you and a bunch of things for me, right? And I can share you on that on a Google Doc, on a Google Doc, and then we could edit it accordingly. Yeah.
This is, I think this is a very, very good thing that we're doing. And I got a lot of random messages from people in the community that are, you know, Rebbes at local yeshivas or whatever that just said, hey, you're doing this shkoyach. So it's good. I mean, it's out there.
Yeah, I got a lot of feedback. I have no clue on the numbers of participants is going to be. Right now, we have up to 500.
Yeah, I would imagine we'll have somewhere between 50 and 500 is probably a fair bet. Right.
No, because I could spend like another $100 and bump it up to 1,000. I don't think it's necessary. I don't think so. The truth is, I have no clue. If we'll do one, I might know what to expect for the second one, but I have no idea.
Exactly. You know, if it's shayach, we'll do another one. Yep. So, no, you know, this is an important service for the cow right now.
Yeah. All right, maybe next time we'll get another guy named Friedman.
Exactly. So I'm trying to
spelled with two E's.
Yeah. So the guys, the other Friedmans that I really like, I like the Rav in Beitar. He's a mensch.
Which one, Rabbi Yaakov Friedman?
Yeah, he's good. I like.
He's a massive Talmid Chacham, a world class Talmid Chacham.
He's done. He handled OCD better than I've ever seen in a case of a bacher, where he sat down the bacher. And he said, you're not allowed to ask any more shilas. He said, because if you've done anything, usher, it's on me. Because any shila that you would have asked, it's my avera. So just whatever you do, just do it. But no more shilas. And any shila that you would have asked and you're over on anything, my avera, I'm sorry. And don't feel bad about giving it to me. But this is it. Halacha for you is no shilas for 6 months.
Wow.
And it was brilliant. He really helped out this kid. And the kid, thank God, you know, like SSRI, 30 milligrams of Ciprolex and 8 weeks of CBT with Donnie Silverstein back in, you know, yeshiva normal. Everything's good.